Task 5.
You are going to hear an interview about farming. First, you will have 30 seconds to study the questions below. Then you will hear the text twice. While listening, answer the questions 1 to 7 in a maximum of 4 words. There is one example, 0, at the beginning. After the second listening, you will have 30 seconds to finalize your answers. Start studying the questions now.
More and more townies are buying farms. In fact, according to a study by the Royal Institute of Chartered Surveyors, almost 2/3 of farms sold between April and June this year were sold to city slickers. With us now, David Scott, who gave up on Ealing to move to Kent. When did you do this, David?
Some 18, 19 years ago now.
Really? What were you doing in Ealing? What were you doing in the city?
We were news agents. We had 2 or 3 news agents' shops.
Right.
And decided that London life was not so hectic, but we wanted a different way of life.
When you say we, yourself and your wife and family?
Myself and my wife, and we moved to Kent, just outside Maidstone, and started farming.
Now, was Mrs. Scott in favour of this move?
Oh yes, very much so, very much so. And at the time we didn't have children, even though she was pregnant.
Right. Now, a lot of people move to farms and they seem to think they want to relax and not work the land. But you've actually started a fruit farm in Kent.
Oh, yes, we have. We've planted over 25,000 trees.
Really?
And we farm quite intensively, over 90 acres. Apples, soft fruit, and now we make apple juice as well.
Now, it's obviously been a success for you, and good luck to you indeed, but 20 years ago, obviously the pace of life wasn't quite as hectic as it is. Some things were different. What made you decide to leave?
I think we just wanted a nicer life, a more relaxed life, or so we thought, and something perhaps not quite so hectic as London.
But they used to say in the old days about farm work that the only time you'd ever get a 5-day week from farmers was when you get a 5-day cow. I mean, working on a farm is a 7-day-a-week business, isn't it?
Sure, sure. It's extremely hard. And the way things have gone over those 20 years, at first fruit farming was okay, and then prices that you were getting from the supermarkets really tightened up, so much so that the only way to make a living was to diversify, which we did into juice.
Oh, I see. You make your own juices.
Yes, we started Chegworth Valley Juices, and we now distribute that juice all over the country and sell it in farmers' markets in London.
Are you making a decent living?
Yes, we are. We are now.
I don't expect you to give me the pounds, shillings and pence of it, but you're able to look after yourself and your family.
We certainly are.
Ironically enough, David, you're back in town today. What are you doing that for?
We are. We're at a farmer's market in the O2 Centre in Swiss Cottage in London.
Ah, yeah, I know where that is. I'll come and see you.
That's it. Good.